So Journalism Week's come to an end, and it's been a week that has provided some really inspiring speakers, as well as some speakers who, let's be honest, I've wanted to maybe punch in the face. we've had some amazing speakers, as I say. We had, I thought, Julian Coman, the deputy editor of The Observer. He gave a really interesting talk about the future of media, and we had Mark Austin as well, the foreign correspondent for ITV, who some of the things that he was talking about and the experiences he had, you know, it was just really inspiring to listen to. There was also Martin Kellner as well, who I thought gave some great advice to freelance journalists, and just kind of gave a really good insight into the world of magazines and radio. We also had a talk from Vice Magazine's Alex Miller, and some of the stuff that he was saying was just absolutely amazing. His attitude to journalism and the kind of tripe that gets shoveled out into magazines today, it was really, really good and really kind of nice to see that I'm not the only person who thinks that a lot of what is being printed in a lot of magazines is just absolute dross. One of the most inspiring speakers of the week, which is one that really surprised me, was Neil Wallace, former editor of The People. He'd been arrested in connection with the phone hacking scandal, and he gave a real kind of passionate talk about the dangers of press regulation, of Leveson. I spoke to him as well about the Defamation Act. I think what I have come to realise is that, you know, he has all the kind of stereotypical tabloid bravado that will grate on people and will make people dismiss him, but his arguments and his passion and just what he was saying is kind of bang on the money. So it's almost quite disappointing that the people who are standing up for the free press are the ones that are going to put people off. The people who annoyed me this week, we had Trevor Morris, the PR guru. He came out with some belters. I think at one point he said that, journalists don't deserve to know the truth, was one of his lines. And he was basically saying that it doesn't matter if you lie, if you steal, as long as the ends are good. And he said, you know, like Abraham Lincoln, he lied, he cheated, he stole, but in the end he abolished slavery, so everyone remembers the results. But at the end of the day, you kind of have to live in a way that is kind of right and ethical, in my view. And just the idea of, just basically spending your life being a bastard, as long as the, it's all right in the end, just kind of is completely at odds with my philosophy. The other person who I detested, let's say, this week was Brian Cathcart, the self-appointed head of Hacked Off, the kind of anti-intrusion kind of advocate. And what he was saying was that, you know, we need more regulation, a tightening up, less freedom of the press. And I locked horns with him, and I was trying to argue with him that, you know, there's 60 journalists currently on bail or on remand in connection with, you know, hacking or criminal acts in journalism, which is good. You know, it's fair enough. If people are doing wrong in journalism, they should be arrested. But he's wanting more and more layers of regulation for the press. And the fact that there's these people already being dealt with by the law should tell you that the system works, because they are under arrest. so what he was saying is that, you know, we need to bring in the kind of Leveson stuff. And I kind of challenged him about the idea of, is it necessary for regulation when the law's working? And every time I pushed him and pushed him, and he kept evading the questions. He kept ducking and diving. And I have to agree with Neil Wallace that it's incredibly dangerous, and the people who are supporting Haktov are nothing more than self-serving celebrities. Do I think that press should be involved in intruding on people's lives? Should they hack phones? Should they do stuff like that? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, should there be, you know, the level of regulation that he's suggesting? And the answer is clearly no. One of the things that is suggested by Leveson is this idea of a change in the Data Protection Act, whereby if a journalist has materials that is perhaps used for background, or he or she is used for, you know, kind of gathering sources and information, that's got to be destroyed if it's not used for something directly related to publishing. Now, where this comes into a bit of an iffy line for me is, you know, we're required as journalists to keep our notes for 3 years. You know, we're required to keep, kind of hold the stuff in case, you know, this company or person turns around to us and, you know, sends us on a libel path. How can a journalist or a news organisation defend themselves against it if we kind of forced to destroy our materials? It's absolutely ridiculous. So I hope that there's more reasoned people, more reasonable people. You know, Brian Cathcart is very reasoned and reasonable and comes across as such. Neil Wallace comes across with all the bravado of tabloids, and it's almost damaging the argument because it's become a tabloid versus broadsheet kind of argument, and it's not that at all. And it needs more reasoned people to kind of stand up on the side of the Neil Wallaces of the world. I'm going to leave it there. Journalism Week has been fantastic, and it's I hope that it's going to inspire you know, other places, other universities to kind of jump on and do something similar, because it has been an amazing experience.